At this time, I'd like to invite the teen challenge to come forward, come up here, and for the next 20 minutes, we'll hear their testimonies along with music.
Hello, everyone. We are the Teen Challenge Women's Home from Philadelphia. For those of you who don't know what Teen Challenge is, it's a 12 to 14 month faith-based drug and alcohol program and discipleship program. We also have a men's home in Philadelphia as well. We have a drug awareness team that goes out and to the surrounding areas, and we just spread drug awareness and just spread the word of God and what He's done in our lives. We also have a thrift store that accepts donations, anything from silverware to furniture. And so if you know anybody who struggles with drugs or alcohol, come talk to either me or Loretta, and we'd be glad to help you. A little bit about myself: I just graduated the program the end of June, and thank you. And I'm staying an extra 6 months to work and help out and just give back what God has given to me, and just, it makes me happy to see these girls happy, so whatever I can do that. So I'm going to have them introduce themselves, and then we'll get started.
I'm 28 and I'm from Maryland.
I'm Joanne, I'm
Wow. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Amanda. I said I'm 24. I'm from Atlantic City, New Jersey. I have my opening scripture is Psalm 62:2. For he alone is my rock, my salvation. He is my fortress. I shall never be shaken. I've been in Teen Challenge for 14 months now, and entering Teen Challenge, I turned 18. Well, first off, I turned 18. I had met a guy, and I was, you know, I thought I was grown, and I didn't need to be at home, so I kind of rebelled a lot. And I met this guy when I was 18, and it was a really bad relationship, physically, verbally, mentally, emotionally. You know, I experimented with a lot of different things, and I cried out to God one night. I'm like, God, I need to get out of this situation. I knew about Teen Challenge. My mom prayed for me to go there for about 3.5 years, and I said I'd never, ever, ever go there. And I called out to God one night, and I said, I really need to get into a Teen Challenge. There's no way I'm going to get there unless you somehow magically get me there. I need you to take my will and get me there somehow. So I called it, my house ended up getting raided, and they told me if I go get myself help, they wouldn't charge me. So I called my mom and I said, this is what happened. She said, if you go to Teen Challenge, I'll help you with anything you need. So I entered Teen Challenge June 24th, 2015. I also, my rating, they told me that I should have been dead from carbon monoxide poisoning because I lived without gas or electricity for about a year, and I had a generator running inside my house. So that was God that saved me there in that instant. Anyway, so I ended up going in the Teen Challenge, and I was there for about 10 or 11 months, and I just didn't understand the whole surrendering to God thing at all, because I didn't trust anybody in the flesh, so how am I going to trust somebody I can't see? And I ended up rebelling a lot. I didn't listen. And, you know, I went home for 30 days, and I said, I need to complete this. And I surrendered my life to God, and then 30 days after 11 months, after 11 months, and I have been doing amazing ever since. And I came back into Teen Challenge in June, and I'm here to complete it, and I should be done in December. And by God's grace, he saved me. He restored my family, and he took me out of the darkness that I was in before for all them years. And I thank him for it every day. And my closing scripture is Romans 8:31. As long as God is for you, it doesn't matter who's against you.
Good morning. My name is Sabina. I'm 22 years old, and I'm from Maryland. My opening scripture is Psalm 42, which is, hold on, I'm a little nervous. He lifted me out of the slimy pit from the mud and mire. He placed my feet on a rock, or he placed me on a rock and lifted, or something about my feet. Sorry, I'm nervous. Anyway, so I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I grew up in a Christian family. I also grew up in a broken home. My parents were divorced, and I had a stepmother at a very young age. And it was just a very abusive atmosphere I was in. Family was very dysfunctional. And I went through a lot of pain, and I went through depression. I was very, you know, I was really alone and isolated. So I was looking for love in all the wrong places. I got into a lot of abusive relationships. I felt like I hadn't had any fun in life, so I decided that I was going to try drugs at 18. I tried drugs, and I didn't want to go back to my normal life because it was hard. It was a lot of work, and it was a lot of stress, and it was chaotic. So I became really numb, and I did that for like 3 years. And I came into Teen Challenge because of my grandmother. She told me that I could come to this program or I couldn't live there. I wouldn't have anywhere to live. So I came into the program kicking and screaming. I did not want to be here. When I woke up in the city, I was really confused. I was like, where am I? And so far, I'm learning how to trust people again. God has opened my eyes to a life of hope, and I'm persevering through this journey. It's hard, but I'm doing doing it, and with his help I can do it. So my closing scripture is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. Submit all your ways to him, and he will make your path straight. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. My name is Colleen. I'm 29 and I'm from New York. I've been in the program since February. My opening scripture is, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." So growing up, at the age of 7 years old, my father was given a choice. He could either choose drugs and alcohol or his family, and he blatantly chose drugs and alcohol over his family. So me, my mom, my brother had moved to New York. And 2 months after we came to New York, my brother ran away the day after my 8th birthday to live with my father, to live a life with no discipline, no structure, to live that life with him. So in a few short months, I had my father and my brother walk out of my life. So at a young age, I felt abandoned, rejected, alone. So from the age of 8 to 16 years old, my mom did everything in her power to give me a sense of normalcy, to make me feel like I was a part of a family. She had me in church every Sunday. I was in youth group every Sunday night. I went away to sleepaway Christian camp. I was involved in activities. She just tried to create structure and a normal life for me. But as I grew up at around 16 years old, I started to gravitate towards friends that were also from broken families because that made me feel normal. It made me feel like I wasn't alone and I wasn't the only kid going through a broken family. But at 16, hanging around kids that were lost also, I ended up getting charged with assault, and I was in and out of court and eventually put on probation. After I violated probation, I got sent to an adolescent facility, and that was the first time I was involved in a gang initiation. So from the age of 16, 17, 18, and 19, I ran around the streets of New York, surrounded with violence, drugs. By the grace of God, I went to jail when I was 19 years old, and I believe he saved my life because I would have died on the streets. After I got out of jail, my mom gave me the opportunity to come back home and create a life for myself and leave everything in the past and start new. So I really wanted that opportunity. I had my son at 20 years old, and he was 3 months premature. With natural circumstances, he almost died a couple times in the hospital. And every time I strayed away from God, he brought me right back to my knees. Every time I thought I was in control, he said, "Hold on, you're not in control. I control this." So I felt like he drew me back every time I stepped away from him. At the age of 23, my best friend died of a heroin overdose, and my high school sweetheart was killed in a tragic car accident with his nephew. At that point, I felt broken, alone, and if your soul could be ripped in half, that's how I felt. I didn't want to feel that pain. I didn't want to feel the brokenness. I didn't know how to live day to day with that emptiness inside me and brokenness. So I turned to prescription pills just to numb that pain, just to be able to, I felt like I could survive when I did that because I didn't feel anything. I got clean and sober for about a year, and my mom moved out of the state, my boyfriend went to jail, I felt alone and broken all over again. So I turned back to the streets, I started selling drugs, I started using drugs again. And a year ago, my mom found out what I was doing. She had no idea. I was living a double life. I thought I had it all put together. I was a great mother. I had a job. I was doing things on the side, and I didn't think anybody knew about it. My mom prayed a year to the day on Valentine's Day for me to get help. This past Valentine's Day, I was in a really bad car accident. I broke my sternum. My heartbeat kept dropping to 30 beats a minute. And I believe that that was a blessing in disguise, and God gave me the opportunity to say, I do need help. I need to get my life together, and he saved my life in that car accident because I should have never survived. And I had the opportunity to say, it's time for me to go somewhere and get help. So I walked into Teen Challenge a week later, and I was angry. My heart was cold. I didn't really feel at all. And since being here, God has softened my heart. I feel joy and happiness and emotions, and I cry. And God has really restored my emotions back to me. And I thank him every day for that. I've learned to forgive. I've forgiven my father. And every day is a new day with Jesus on my side, and it feels great. So my closing scripture is, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God.
And temptation, we believe.
praise God.